the Bible, all my steps enlightened. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A weekly program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. I hope that you will enjoy the time that you spend with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. Now, before I get into the question that I want to deal with today, I want to be sure and encourage all of you to send us your questions about the Bible. Whatever questions you have about the Bible or matters pertaining to the Bible as they may be, please take the time to write those down and mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. And if you would like to reach us by telephone and leave us a message with your question, that number is 270-821-3544. And I hope that I'll be hearing from you very soon. Now, today I've got to do the second part of a question that I am answering in two parts. The question concerns what the Bible says about church government and leadership. Now, last time, I talked to you about the nature of church government as God set it up. And we got to talk about those who serve in the office of elder. Basically, the way that the hierarchy of authority in the church goes is that God is at the very top. He is the one who is the absolute ruler of his spiritual kingdom. And the things that are written in the Word of God are all part of describing God's laws to us. The idea being that the law of God is what reigns supreme in his church. Now, beneath God, there are the elders of the church. These are men who meet special qualifications and who are specially appointed to be the overseers of the church, like shepherds watching over God's sheep for him. The elders are tasked with keeping the churches over which they've been appointed on the right path, making sure that what is being said and done in those churches is in keeping with the teachings of the New Testament. And now, today, I want to talk to you about deacons. Deacons work with elders in order to do the important things that need to be done, maybe on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, just on a regular basis, within the local congregation. Deacons are not elders. They do not have the same authority as elders to make decisions about things that are ultimately matters that God leaves to our discretion. Deacons can be empowered with authority to make decisions about their specific area of work, but there really is no such thing as the authority of deacons. The authority of elders, of course, never supersedes the authority of God. And that's an important thing to remember as we think about the hierarchy of authority in the Lord's church. But what exactly are deacons? Well, the English word deacon comes from the Greek word diakonos, which simply means a servant. But the office of a deacon is what we read about in the New Testament. And that's something a little bit different. You know, there's a sense in which every Christian is a servant of God. That's true. But those who are deacons are appointed to a special position of service. Now, there are qualifications for deacons, just as there are qualifications for elders. You can read about the qualifications for deacons in the second half of 1 Timothy chapter 3. They are very similar to the qualifications for the office of elder. A deacon, for example, must be a man. He must be a married man. And he must be a married man with children. Now, where elders and deacons diverge is on the point of having believing children, children who are in fact Christians. That is not required of deacons, whereas it is required of elders. It is also required that deacons be spiritually good men, and that they are fit for the tasks to which they have been appointed. One thing about deacons in the modern era of the church that I think you'll see more and more is that they are being appointed for specific tasks. You know, you don't see very many deacons that are just sort of deacons at large, doing whatever needs to be done. Typically, deacons are appointed to be over a particular work of the church. At the Madisonville Church of Christ, we have a deacon that is in charge of the finances of the church. He is, in effect, the church treasurer. We also have a deacon who is in charge of all of the technology that the church uses. Things like computers and PowerPoint and things like that. There's a deacon that's in charge of the benevolent work of the church. There is a deacon that is in charge of the building and the grounds of the church. Again, with the idea that maintenance needs to be kept up and repairs need to be made whenever possible. And the idea, of course, is that this helps the elders of the church from becoming overburdened with the minutiae of day-to-day things that need to be taken care of within the body of Christ. It is really a very thoughtful and I think a very clever thing that God has done by creating the offices of elders and deacons to work together in the body of Christ. Because in that way, the work of the church gets done, and it gets done more efficiently than it would without these men put into these particular roles. Now, I would also mention briefly to you that in most of the churches of Christ, you will find elders and you will find deacons and you will also find those who are preachers. Now, there's not necessarily much in the New Testament about the office of a preacher, but preachers are definitely described throughout the Bible. And their job, their mission, is very well articulated in the Bible. As the preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, my primary task is to preach the Word of God. Now, what that means for me personally is that I need to keep myself abreast of what the Bible says and be able to convey that knowledge in a way that is meaningful and understandable to most people. And basically, the more I learn, the more I am then enabled to impart to my brethren through the function of preaching and teaching. Now, other aspects of my work include things that are expected, really, of every Christian. The idea of visitation. That's not just something preachers are supposed to do. That's something that everyone is supposed to do in the body of Christ. The idea of living a faithful life and setting a good example for others. God doesn't just expect that of me. He expects that of everybody who calls themselves a Christian. This is something that I think sometimes people lose sight of, or at least they lose a perspective on it, and they need to be reminded every so often. So, as it goes in the churches of Christ, you will find that the head of the church is the Lord. And there are, in cases where there are men who are qualified to serve as such, there are elders. And the elders look after the church. And they do things that need to be done for the church in the name of the Lord. They serve at his discretion and by his authority. Helping the elders are the deacons, who relieve elders from some of the work that needs to be done in the body of Christ on a regular basis. And then, of course, those who are preaching the Word of God, they are the ones who are the primary teachers of God's Word. And their job is to educate the brethren whom they serve. I've often said that hiring a preacher is kind of like hiring a private tutor to help prepare you for that great final exam that is coming at the end of life. And what always just completely flummoxes me is when churches will hire a preacher and then not show up for the services, not really take advantage of the lessons that he is teaching, and never really learn anything as he goes on with his work in that place. Here in Madisonville, just like everywhere else, there are those in the church who are focused and who are faithful and who are working every day to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there are some who just don't want to do that. For whatever reason, they are not interested in spirituality. And, well, that's just a big old shame, because we all need to be not only interested in spirituality, we need to be learning as much as we can while we're still living in this world, while there is still time for us to do so. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you have enjoyed the things that we've been talking about here on What Does the Bible Say? Please tune in again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, may God bless you as you study his holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?